I was at the worst meeting I'd had in 1994 or five, and everything I'd been promised by the person who called me to this place to minister multi-churches coming from, in Tennessee from many, many different places. I was told TBN would be there. I was told we'd have a place to minister. I was told many different things. And when I got there, it was the worst meeting of the year. Everything was wrong. It's like nothing was happening. It's like trying to minister stuck in mud and trying to walk with mud up to your knees. It's terrible. I couldn't hardly. I was on a middle of a 40-day fast because of the next sermon. And it was the 23rd day of the 40-day fast. And I was fasting for, and I don't fast. I'm not a good faster. I've only done two of those in my life. And there's one year I fasted like 60 or 70 days that year. And then I didn't fast another day for 10. So don't think I'm more holy than I am. Unless God's calling me into a fast, I can't make it. But anyway, I was so desperate because of these children that needed to have miracles that I was praying for miracles, creative miracles, not just healings. And this was a terrible meeting, and it's midnight, and I was praying for people, and I'd said, this is the only night I'm going to pray for the sick. If you need to be prayed for the sick, the ministry team's up there, they'll pray for you. I'm going to pray for the young people going to the mission fields and going to be pastors and all, and going to be worship leaders. I'm going to pray for them, particularly for the missionaries and evangelists and stuff. And I just love this message. It's called Spend and Be Spent, and people are weeping, they're crying, the power of God's there, and I'm so excited. This woman comes up to me. I said, is the invitation, he had to be under 30 to even come forward in this particular invitation that night. And I could tell she was over 30. She looked like 60, but she was really only 49. And she came up to me, and she is shaking like this. At that time, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. And I just thought it was God. And she says, you got to pray for me. I said, no, I'm not praying for the sick. I told you tonight, it's the only night I'm not going to pray for the sick. Go on up there and they'll pray for you. I got to do this. And I got to do what I see the Father doing. And she said, yes, but you've got to pray for me. I've already been up there and I didn't get healed. And God said, if you'll pray for me, I'll be healed. Now, I found out sometimes it's better to just quickly do what they say rather than arguing with them. Sometimes it's better to say, be healed in Jesus' name, go on. You know, rather than trying to explain why you don't want to pray for them. So I wasn't moving with compassion, and I didn't have faith that God was going to heal her, because I didn't know what was wrong with her. She told me, she said, well, I got Parkinson's, that's why I'm shaking so bad, and I didn't know what Parkinson's was, and I've got a two-year-old grandson I've never held, and I don't remember anything, and I'm just a mess. I need to be in the nursing home, and we don't have the money for it. I'm spending $280 a month. That's a lot out of our